Saturday morning, we continue with the Experts Program on Power Talk Radio 1460 and 101 FM. Good morning, Nan Lesnick.
Good morning, Mark.
Appreciate you joining us today. You know, we're actually going to be broadcasting live all day today from the Custom House Plaza in Monterey, where the Monterey Rock and Rod Festival is going on. It's an oldies car show and also an oldies rock and roll concert, all to benefit the Gateway Center of Monterey County. And I'm going to have my 65 Mustang down there today next to the Power Talk booth. So I know our listeners have heard me talk about that vehicle many times, so this will be their opportunity to come down and take a look at it.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, I hope that we can get down there to see it, because you know Mark loves old cars too.
Oh, great. Well, you know, I just have added LED headlights to the car.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, so anyway, let's talk about how to avoid the three most common mistakes made by non-spouse beneficiaries of 401k accounts. We got into this the other day. And Nan, what's the biggest mistake that people might make?
Well, the biggest mistake is to not take a distribution when one was required. And this is rather common, actually, because the beneficiary may be under the age of 70 and a half, and therefore figure, since this has the term IRA, they don't have to take a distribution until they reach 70 and a half. And in fact, if the decedent had been receiving distributions, then they do have an obligation to take distributions. Mm-hmm. So what they need to do about that is, and this is normally we're talking about a parent, okay? Your parent dies, your parent had retirement income coming in from a qualified plan, an IRA. You need to contact the plan administrator, okay? And let's just say, you know, it's gosh, I can't even come up with one right now, but what? Fidelity.
Okay,
it's,
perfect.
It's a Fidelity IRA. You need to contact Fidelity and tell them, you know, my dad has passed away. I am the beneficiary of this IRA, and I need to know what I must do to comply. And the first thing that they'll do is they'll verify, yes, you are the beneficiary, or no, your brother Joseph is the beneficiary. You know, get that straightened out, because you might not actually have the accurate information. But then they'll tell you what your options are. And custodians, in this case, we have Fidelity acting as the custodian, okay? The custodians are very helpful. They want this to be done right, because if you mess it up, it causes a lot of extra work for them as well. So they will tell you what your options are. Now, here is where you may need to have some better financial advice that you might get from the person in the call center. And that is, if there's a shortened distribution period, for instance, you may find that it has a five-year distribution. Maybe this is money actually that's still in a qualified plan, like a 401k, because some people never converted that. And the 401k says the beneficiary must take the money out in a five-year period or less. Well, that might create a tax problem for you, because if there's $1 million in there, you're going to have to increase your income by $200,000 a year, and that's going to cause you a problem, mm-hmm. a tax problem. So in that case, what you would want to do is to roll it over into an inherited IRA, and then you can stretch that income over a longer period of time and stretch your tax liability. And stretch, Mark, is kind of the key in this whole subject about inherited IRAs. There are stretch options, and what that basically means is you might be able to choose whether to take the distribution in a lump sum or spread it out over time, stretch it out over time. And the choice made will also reflect the tax that needs to be paid. Now, if it's a $30,000 amount, you may say, oh, let me just get it over with and pay the tax. It's not going to hurt me. But no decisions like that should be made in a vacuum. And that's one of the things I always emphasize to people who come to see me. They want to know, you know, they'll ask me one question, and I go, well, okay, so here is an accurate answer to that question. And I answer that question, and I say, however, that might not be the best right answer to that, depending on the circumstances. You can't take anything like this in a vacuum. You have to consider other things, your other income and so forth and so on. So, again, you know, taking the distribution in a lump sum versus taking it out over a period of time is definitely a tax question, and it is important. I find all the time that people hurt themselves by not considering the tax ramifications of decisions.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. That does happen oftentimes because people forget about that. It's just not the top of mind awareness, but it really needs to be top of mind awareness for people.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, one of the things that's reality, if you are, let's say a person, let's just say you're a nurse, okay, and your husband's an engineer, and you don't think about taxes, generally speaking, until the period of time between about January 15th and April 15th. I mean, that's when you really look at taxes. And if you're working and nothing unusual has happened and your money, and you've had income tax withheld, well, that's probably okay. But to understand the long-term ramifications of decisions you make from a tax standpoint is something that people often overlook. Sometimes they defer too much money, and they're deferring that money to a later period of time. And I ask people in consideration of this, do your parents have an IRA that you might inherit? Well, what does that have to do with my situation? Well, it might have a lot to do with your situation. From a tax standpoint, let's look at tax. Because when we're planning retirement income, we want to know how much money are you going to have spendable to meet your lifestyle needs. So we certainly need to consider tax.
All right. So that's an important thing to do. Anything else that folks should know today, Nan?
Well, the one thing that at the end of this article that it says is hand-holding is required. And I liked the way they said that. But what they said was engaging the services of an advisor with expertise in the area of 401k distributions and rollovers is often necessary to ensure that you make suitable choices. And by the way, Mark, when we have a conversation and I refer to an article, if people want a copy of the article, they just need to contact me because, generally speaking, I can send them a copy of the article that we've discussed. And because, you know, we don't know how somebody might be affected by this right now in their life. This is an issue that they're facing. So we have a lot of information available, especially, like I say, the document. You and I often talk, you know, that I sent you something. Mm-hmm. I can always send that on to someone else as well. So
right,
they
because
can have better information.
Generally, when you send them to me, they're a PDF format, so they're very easy to make an attachment and yep. send that. Basically, a lot of times they're from horse's mouth. And so it's
yes.
so easy to go ahead and send that to someone if they have an interest in it. And and quite frankly, we try to cover as much of the material in these newsletters that is possible, the most important points. But, you know, sometimes these are 5, 6, 7, 8 page articles, and there just isn't any way within the format of what we're doing that we can get to every. We can't read it verbatim for you, basically, is what I'm
That's
saying.
Right.
So,
That's
if
right.
you really want to get in depth on it because it's that important to you, just give Nan a call and ask her to email it to you, or you can send her an email. I guess you could get an email request as well.
That's probably the best way.
All right.
Because that will get handled right away.
All right. Nan@lesnickcompany.com is the email. And the website is lesnickcompany.com. And the telephone number for the office in Monterey, 831-656-0236. Nan, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great rest of the weekend. And we'll chat again on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.